Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us.
I'd like to introduce Brian from Canada, who takes LDN for Hailey-Hailey's disease. Thank you for joining me, Brian.
Oh, thank you.
Could you tell me when you first started to notice that there was something wrong with your skin?
I was probably about 23, 24 years old when I started to get little things on my neck where my collar would rub. I was in a job that I had to wear a tight collar. And I started to get these little marks on my skin and then within short order, a bit under the arms.
Mm-hmm. Did it take long to be diagnosed?
It took about, it was probably about 5 or 6 years after that I moved to another province and went and saw a doctor about it. And He was smart enough to do a biopsy right away and came back and told me what it was, but that didn't mean anything because I had no idea what it was at that time.
Mm-hmm. And what treatment did he give you?
He was going to put me on steroids and then decided not to, and I think, boy, that's 40 some years ago. I got to think now, what did we do? I think we tried some different types of cream at that point. It was later on when I moved back to where I live for about 30 years that I went to a dermatologist started a few different types of cream and finally ended up on a betamethasone and light treatments, PUVA, mm-hmm. light. Yeah.
So in that long period of time, did the Hailey-Hailey's disease advance where it was spreading to other areas?
Oh, yeah. It got to the point where the problem with the dermatologist, and this is a real bugbear for me, is that he didn't treat the resulting infection. He tried to treat the Hailey-Hailey's, and it was the infections that was, you know, like everybody gets, the secondary infections mm-hmm. and the staph infections. Never did a swab, nothing like that. And it wasn't until just the last few years here that after my son got it, and we were discussing it one day, and of course going on to the different websites and stuff like that and seeing people talk about secondary infections, that I finally got a swab done, and of course had staph infection. And I suffered for years, crippling, in the groin, underarms, back of the legs, mainly under the arms, back of the legs, and in the groin, where, you know, at points you couldn't even walk, and spend 4 or 5 days flat on my back in bed, and overcome it by just, I guess the body just locked it itself, but never getting any other treatment for it, because I didn't realize that it was, I thought it was Hailey-Hailey's. I didn't think it was the secondary infections.
Mm-hmm. And what about pain? Were you in a lot of pain?
Oh, tremendous amount of pain. And people have asked me, how do you cope? And I said, well, you learn to block it out after a while. Right? You have to live with the pain. It's just one of those things that, the old mind over matter type of thing.
And just out of curiosity, because of the people I've spoken to with the Hailey-Hailey's disease, it seems to be in folds of skin, like underarms, where your elbow is and behind your knees. Does it ever affect people behind the ears?
I'll get it behind the ears on occasion.
Do you?
I had a little spot here the other day. Back of my neck, back of my legs. Matter of fact, here just before I started LDN, my back was, they were one of the first times that my back had ever been that bad. My back was just covered. I looked like, as my partner said to me, she said, you look like somebody's poked you with a knife all over your body.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. So when I went and saw the dermatologist here and took him all the stuff on LDN, he, of course, had, I got that same, I don't know, and I said, look, can you research it? And I said, I'll be straight up with you. If you don't get it, give it to me. I'll find it somewhere else. I said, I don't care if you don't. That's your prerogative, but I'll find it somewhere else. And he said, okay, let me look into it. And he said, just what you asked. He says, how do you cope? And I said, you just learn to live with the pain. He kind of shrugged at that. He pulled back because I don't think he realized quite how hard it is on a person, how hard Haley's can be. I tried, just aside from that, I tried through our Canadian disability pension to get a disability pension, and they wouldn't okay it. Because here you have to be able to not walk, not see, or have a limb missing or something like that. And I think that's very unfortunate because I know here in Canada, people that have Haley's, I mean, it's very, it doesn't matter where you are, it's very difficult to work. I've been at the point where my Haley's is so bad, I can't work. You can't move. The pain is just unbearable. Then you get over it. But anyway, the dermatologist here finally sent me a letter and okayed it. And I have to go back and see him here, I think, in February. I'm sure happy with what's happening.
So what happened when you got your prescription? Did you have any initial side effects?
I started out at 1.5, and the little bit of the vivid dream, I wish nobody had said anything because it would have been interesting to see if I had noticed that.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you just think, but a couple of days of very, very vivid, I mean, living color, it was unbelievable. And I kind of find that sometimes I take it usually around 10 o'clock in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll wake up sometimes at 4:30, 5 o'clock. I think I could probably get up. I just feel totally ready to go. But I just know that if I do that, then after about 3 or 4 days, I have to have a really good rest.
Mm-hmm.
And when I bumped it up to 3, which I do now, I just take 3 milligrams. I don't see much. There wasn't any, the side effects didn't increase in any way, shape, or form. And I only went 2 weeks on the one and bumped it up because I was in such bad shape. I thought, I don't care. I'm going to take this. I'm going to see what happens.
So how long did it take before you noticed improvement?
It was about a month, a little over a month.
And would you say your pain levels were the first thing to decrease, or would you say the actual Haley's?
No, the Haley's. It just everything started. The scabs all started to dry up in the skin. And it's an amazing thing. I don't understand Haley's that much. Other than the fact they talk about the calcium pump and all that. But our skin seems to clear when it starts to clear really, really fast. And I noticed somebody the other day say something about when you have a cut or something like that, it seems to take a long time to heal.
Mm-hmm.
But a Haley's. Sometimes mine will heal almost overnight.
Oh.
It's crazy. I just had some here the other day, and within 2 days it was healed and gone. You would never have known there was anything there.
So how long have you been taking LDN?
I started at the beginning, just at the end of November, so about the 27th of November.
Wow. You've had such a good response so quickly. So if you had to have said your pain levels on a score of 1 to 10, and 10 being the highest before you started LDM, what would you have said it would be mainly?
On a bad day?
on a bad day.
On a bad day, it was probably 9.5.
Really? That's bad.
Yeah.
And what would you say on a bad day now?
Maybe a 1.
Really?
Yeah.
1, wow.
Yeah, no, it's it's night and day for me. It's been night and day.
And what about your skin?
It's good. I've got a few little spots. Like I say, I just had a small outbreak the other day. But you still have to do your cleansing and keeping clean and making sure your diet is proper. And, you know, I do Epsom salt baths and I clean with over here. We don't have that Hibic cleanse that everybody gets. It's Danhexidine. It's a Canadian product. I use that. I use Polysporin, which I think in the U.S. is Neosporin. I don't know if you can get Polysporin in Britain or not, but it's very, very good. I use it. It's over the, you can get it over the counter, and I use that a lot. It's got about 3 antibiotics in it, and vitamin E, and a bit of pain relief, especially when you start to itch somewhere. You put it on, and it really gets rid of the itch. So, I don't expect the LDN. We all know it's not a cure. But it sure helps, and you can't expect it to do everything and stop all the other stuff, like not eating sugar. And I think what happened is, of course, over Christmas we all get a little carried away, and the chocolates are out there and different things like that. And I don't know if you noticed, but my son just posted on the Healy Haley site there that he's a type A, blood type A, and he's been following the diet, and he hasn't had any since last spring, I think, not a spot, and he's not on LDN even. And so I've just looked into I've got to find out what my blood type is and look into things, because going through blood type and blood type diets, I eat just about everything there, and there should be some things that I think I might want to start to give up a little bit.
Well, it's such an amazing story. It would be very good if next year we did a follow-up to see how you're getting on.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I go on the site just about every day, and I really empathize with the people that are having the serious problems. But, I mean, I've been there and done that, and been at my wit's end sometimes, thinking, you know, you don't want to live anymore. It's too hard. You can't socialize. You can't do anything. You used to stink to high heaven when the infections got bad, and it was humiliating to be in that position. So I certainly empathize with them. But on the other side of the scale is that you keep fighting and you keep looking for that one thing that'll work for you. And I've tried lots of different things that different people have said there on the sites, and nothing, nothing really jumped out. So I just have my own little things that I do that seem to work, and I hope some of them will work for other people as well, and I know some things work for some and some don't work for others. There's no doubt about that.
What does your doctor say?
Pardon me?
Have you been back to see your doctor yet?
No, I'm going, probably in February I'll be, he wanted me to go 3 months and then come in and see him, so it'll be in February.
Well, that would be interesting to see what he thinks.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for sharing your story with us, Brian. I'd like to introduce Diane from the United States, who takes LDN for Haley's disease. Thank you for joining me, Diane.
Oh, you're welcome. Glad to be here.
Could you tell me when you first started to notice that there was something wrong?
Well, Haley runs in our family. You know, as you may or may not know, it's a genetic defect. It's a chromosomal defect, so it usually is a hereditary condition. And I first noticed it when I was in my early 20s, and it was my skin had a breakout, and it was biopsied. And, determined it was Haley, but it was a very minor problem at that time. Mm-hmm. And I'm now in my late 50s, and probably, maybe about 8 years ago, it became a bigger problem to me. You know, I had more frequent outbreaks and, more time spent trying to get it to heal and going to dermatologist and, you know, trying to do something to help help my skin. Mm-hmm. It's usually treated with topical steroids or topical or oral antibiotics or antifungals or antivirals, depending what it may get infected, you know, secondary infection. You know, anytime you have an open wounds, they tend to have different types of secondary infections, which, of course, then it won't heal. So, you know, it's constant battle of trying to get rid of the infection and then trying to get the skin to calm down and, you know, keeping it clear for a little while and then it breaking out again. And, you know, it's a chronic condition. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to cure it because it's a defect in the chromosome, so it's a defect in the skin mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's just something you learn to live with the best you can and keep preventing it. In my situation, as most people, it's made worse by friction. So, you know, it breaks out in the folds of the skin, where skin touches skin, under the arms, under the breast, in the groin, those kinds of places. So if you wear something that rubs your skin, or even around your waist, if you have a waistband, you know, something that rubs it, it can cause the skin to react to that by blistering. Mm-hmm. And then the blisters open and they get weepy and ugly and fissures and, you know, and then once it breaks out, it's difficult to get the skin to heal. So it's a constant, you know, battle to keep your skin clear or to get it to heal once it breaks out.
Mm-hmm. And how long ago did you hear about LDN?
Well, I guess it was in the summer. I found the Facebook group, the Haley New Approaches, the Facebook group, and I saw them mention LDN. So then I looked it up and started reading about it, and I was familiar with naltrexone because I work in the addictions field, so I was familiar with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I read about it, and it made sense, what they, you know, said about how it worked, and it made sense that it would work for autoimmune disorders. I could see that, you know, made sense, that it was possible that could be very helpful. And then I saw that it was used by some people for Haley, and at first I didn't see, you know, why it would help, but I read the files that were posted on that in that Facebook group, and then it made sense to me that it could help reducing the inflammation and things that would make the body able to heal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though it wasn't an autoimmune disease, if you reduce all that inflammation, then maybe it can heal. So, you know, I certainly felt that it was something with minimal side effects or practically no side effects, and there would be no harm in trying it. And I work also as I'm an oncology nurse as well. So I understand how Big Pharma pushes drugs, and, you know, seeing the new biologic, you know, the chemotherapy drugs that are so expensive, and I could understand why there wasn't research on LDN, because there's no money to be made, but that certainly doesn't mean it's not an effective drug. It just means that there's not, you know, the trials that need to be done for the physicians to feel comfortable ordering it. Fortunately, I have a dermatologist who is interested in learning and is not closed-minded, and so I directed him to the website, and asked him to do the research, and he was very interested. He only has a couple of patients with Haley-Haley. And anyway, so he said, well, let me do the research, and he would read about it. And then when I spoke to him, you know, I gave him a little time to do that. And he said, sure, I'll order it. I don't see that it could harm you. And so so he ordered it for me. And at the time, it was I had a very bad breakout. It started in April. And the summertime is particularly a bad time for most people with Haley-Haley because sweating and friction, you know, are just it's really bad in the summertime. And I had a breakout on both sides of my inner thighs. It was so bad that I couldn't do anything to heal it. It just, you know, get a little better and it would just get bad again. And it was so red and so inflamed. And I, you know, it was horrible. It was a struggle to go to work because putting clothes on was just so difficult. And I would come home from work, and normally I'm an active person. I go to the gym and stuff, but I just couldn't because I'd just come home and take my clothes off. And, you know, I just couldn't bear to put clothes on. And it was really bad. And it was, you get depressed when you have a condition that nothing helps and you don't see any improvement. And, you know, and this chronic disease is difficult when you don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. You know, you just don't know that it ever is going to heal. And, you know, trying all conventional methods, nothing was really helping me.
So when you first,
it was just terrible.
So when you first started LDN, what did you notice?
Well, I started in September. By the time I got it, originally I got liquid so that I could titrate it up. And for the first couple weeks, well, the first couple nights I had crazy dreams, you know. But then after that really, you know, hasn't been an issue. But it took a couple weeks, and I took pictures. If you had any interest, I could send you pictures. Once a week, I took a picture. And in the beginning, you know, I would have to say for the first 2 weeks, I really didn't notice anything. But then suddenly on the third week, you know, and I was doing nothing different besides taking the LDN. The third week, suddenly my skin, which was bright red and, you know, just so inflamed, the redness started to just disappear. It started to heal just very gradually, but the inflammation was definitely decreased. The swelling that was in the area from the inflammation went down, and it just, you know, the color went from bright red to being pink. You know, it just was fading out, and it healed. You know, very gradually, but, you know, impressively. I went back to my dermatologist the end of October. I started September 18th, and my appointment with the dermatologist was, I think, October 30th. And he was very impressed with the improvement. It still wasn't healed 100%, but the one side was healed maybe 90%, the one leg, and the other side was probably 75%. And it wasn't draining, it wasn't, you know, bright red anymore, and it felt better. I mean, I was sleeping before I started the LDN. I slept to sleep with ice packs because if it didn't hurt, it itched, you know, and it just was so uncomfortable at night. The only way I could sleep was with ice. And, you know, after it started, the inflammation decreased, then it's stopped hurting and it stopped itching, because the itching was worse than the discomfort, you know. And
what would you say it's like now?
Well, I've had some days where I'm 100% clear, and then I get I get overconfident, and I might wear something that, you know, something that rubs. And sometimes you don't realize till you're out of the house that what you wore was not a good idea. And it's not pure, so my skin will still break out. But it heals right away.
Is stress a trigger as well?
Pardon me?
Is stress a trigger?
I don't really think so, for me. I think the trigger is when something rubs it. Plus, I think if I eat a lot of sugar, that might make it worse. I'm not really sure. But it's definitely when I wear something that just starts to rub my skin. Mm. It still will break out, but it heals quickly. You know, and it doesn't get, it might have a blister, but it's not a big area that gets all red and inflamed and swollen. Mm. It's just different. It's totally different. It'll, as soon as I relieve the friction or whatever was irritating it, I'm more careful, it'll get better.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, this is remarkable for anybody listening.
Yeah, I mean, it's so much better, and now it's winter time, and winter, my skin is usually better anyway, because summer times are the bad times for me. So I'm waiting, for summer to see if I can get through summer again and it be as good as it is now, I will be absolutely thrilled.
That's amazing.
That'll be the big test.
Yeah.
Because, that's when my skin is always worse in the summertime. So, but right now, I mean, there's absolutely no side effects. It's inexpensive. And I think it's helping, and it's just when I read about people that can't get it, it's very frustrating.
Well, I'll tell you what I'd like to do. If we say next year this time, we'll do a follow-up and see how you got on throughout the summer.
Yes, and I hope I'll say, that it's great. Boy, I really hope so.
Thank you very much for sharing your experience with us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for all you do to help everybody else.
I'd like to introduce Patty from the United States, who takes LDN for Hailey-Hailey's disease. Thank you for joining me, Patty. Could you tell me when you first noticed there was something wrong with your skin?
About 6 years ago is when it first really started getting bad. As I look back over the years, I had something, they didn't know what it was. They either told me it was a boil or stress. I think it was Hailey's. It just hadn't started. He just hadn't kicked in real good.
So
I'd have blisters on my chest, and they'd give me an antidepressant, and it seemed to go away. And then my son passed away in 2001, and I just kept getting sick and sick and sick. And within 4 or 5 years, then I really started to break out. I think that was the trigger that really started it to. Just it kick in, and it started underneath my arm, and then it went to my groin. I've had surgery, skin cut out underneath my arm and underneath and in my groin, so that they thought that maybe new skin growing would get rid of it, but
oh, goodness. And what about the pain, Patty? Were you in pain?
Oh, yeah. A couple summers ago, I got it so bad underneath my arms, they almost put me in the hospital. I do have pictures of that I'll send you.
Okay.
And they were giving me, I think they gave me Lortabs.
So
that was the most painful.
Were you virtually bedbound by this point? Were you able
At
to get
that
any
point,
clothes on?
I've never been clothesless, although I wear as few as, when I have a bad outbreak like that, I wear as few clothes as possible.
Okay. So what would you have said your quality of life was like on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, before you found LDN?
Before LDN?
Yes.
Oh, a 2.
A 2, okay. So pretty bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just can't go anywhere. I mean, it's just the smell, the pain, it's nasty stuff, as you know.
And you had a lot of secondary infections with it, did you, as well?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah. So, how did you hear about LDN?
The Haley's New Approaches.
Right. Mm-hmm. And how long ago was that?
Oh, let's see. Well, when did they start? Do you know?
No.
A year ago. We had a site. Karen Beck had a Haley's site, website. And then her and one of the other girls that we came in contact with started a website. I can't remember the name of it. It's now Haley's Worldwide.
Okay.
But on before they started that, I guess people were finding the website that Karen had, and Lori Tongan. I can't think of her.
Yes, I know who you mean.
She started the Haley's New Approaches, and they were talking about LDN on that. And at the time, I was having such a terrible time that I asked my doctor if she would, you know, prescribe it, see if it didn't work, and thank heaven she did.
Oh, that's amazing. Your own doctor prescribed it.
Yeah, and she's not even a doctor. She's a PA.
Right. Okay. Oh, wonderful.
But so, I was lucky. I used to work with her, and she knows that I researched things.
Well,
so I gave her the information that I had that Lori had sent me about LDN, and she read it over, and she's let me try it. And I've been on it since, almost a year, I think.
And when you first started, did you notice any introductory side effects?
Nothing,
And how long did it take before you noticed it was doing something to help you?
Within a month.
And what did you notice?
My blisters were going away. I wasn't breaking out anymore.
So how long did it, I mean, you said before we started this recording that you were now clear. How long did that take?
To be completely clear, I would say within 2 months. And right now I'm not completely clear.
Oh,
I have a breakout behind my knee that was really bad. It's almost gone. But I've been under a lot of stress, and that has a lot to do with it. And sugar has a lot to do with it. And since I have been stressful, I have partook in some sugar.
Okay.
But I know better, and I know that if I eat any sugar that I'll get some type of outbreak.
Yeah. So if we do a summary here, you've been on LDN about a year. You were clear after like 2 months. And you've just had a flare. But would you say, other than being stressed and the sugar that you've eaten, in that year after you got clear, would you say you've had outbreaks like you had prior to LDN?
No.
Have you had many flares in that time, or was it just that one?
Just this one behind
really?
My
knee. So you went several months with nothing?
Right, yeah.
Now,
completely clear.
And has that ever happened before in your life?
Without LDN, no.
Really? So you would have to say...
Well, I will have to say that I went to a dermatologist, and that when I had the real, real bad outbreak underneath both of my arms and under my breast, he put me on cyclosporin. And that cleared it up. But as soon as I quit taking it, it came right back. And, you know, sometimes when you try the same thing twice, it doesn't work.
Yes.
And the second time it didn't work. And that's very, excuse me, very expensive. It's like $200 for a prescription. And I don't have that kind of money.
Mm-hmm.
But the LDN has done the trick for me.
Well, that's truly amazing. And I look forward to seeing the pictures. Would you be prepared to do another interview in a year's time, Patty, and do a follow-up?
Oh, sure.
That would be really helpful. Well, thank you very much for sharing your wonderful, inspirational story with us. I really do appreciate it.
Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, L-I-N-D-A, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.